This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. We're going to begin today with the epidemic of opiate addiction, which is affecting much of the nation, including Massachusetts.
Drug policy experts say in recent years, heroin use is up 80% across the country. Here in Massachusetts, most of those admitted to detox programs are seeking treatment for heroin addiction, and many communities are struggling to cope. Among them, the city of Taunton, where at least six people have died this year alone from overdoses.
Which is why Gil Kerlikowske, the White House drug czar, and Senator Ed Markey were in Taunton this morning to talk about potential solutions for widespread addiction. Here's Senator Markey.
After cancer and heart disease, this is now the number one killer in the United States of America. So we have to build an army to fight it.
WBUR's Jack Lepiarz was in Taunton with the senator and with Gil Kerlikowske, and Jack is with us now. Good to have you.
Good to be here.
So let's just begin with how serious this addiction crisis is in Taunton. We mentioned some statistics there, but tell us what we know about what's going on.
Yeah, well, you mentioned the six overdose deaths in Taunton so far this year. That's in addition to more than 60 total overdoses in Taunton. Again, that's just through the first 6 or 7 weeks of 2014. Brockton, there have been six overdose deaths in the last 8 days. Norfolk County, we heard from Norfolk County District Attorney Michael Morrissey. He told us in 2013 there were 60 overdose deaths, and that is by and far, he says, the most they have ever seen in Norfolk County. So they're seeing it a lot in the southeastern Massachusetts, a lot in other parts of the state, but Taunton seems to be the epicenter so far.
All right. So tell us a little bit about what the White House drugs are. Gil Kerlikowske, Senator Ed Markey, there were others there in Taunton. What was their message? How to confront this crisis?
Well, Senator Ed Markey says he's outlining a three-pronged approach, and this is going to be done both in the White House and through legislative action. The first thing he says is getting funding for municipalities to for their first responders to carry Narcan, and that is this drug that can reverse an opiate addiction. The second of these issues is a Good Samaritan law, and this is a bill that Markey says he's going to be proposing. That's a bill that would basically anyone who calls in a heroin call, an overdose call, no one would be able to hold them civilly liable for that call. Mm-hmm. And then the third issue is treatment, better access for treatment, modern treatment methods, that sort of thing.
Well, let's talk a little bit about treatment in a second. But Jack, I want to ask you about this. In the past, drug addiction has been dealt with by law enforcement, often through incarceration. We're seeing a shift away from that sort of war on drugs approach to a more, addiction as a medical problem approach. So here's the way Gil Kerlikowske described it today.
This is opiate addiction, whether it's synthetic or whether it's from poppy, and we need to treat it as first a disease, also recognize that we're not going to arrest our way out of it.
Not going to arrest our way out of it. So, Jack, it sounds like he offered evidence that there is this shift away from drug addiction as criminal problem and toward drug addiction as medical problem. What else did he have to say?
Well, he was asked one of the first questions during the question-answer question was about, this drug Narcan. Is it just a license to use and abuse drugs as you want? That if you know you can overdose and survive, you'll be less careful. And he said there's been an interesting. It's very rare that they have to use Narcan more than once on the same person. So he's saying that there's more of an opportunity to treat if you have once you have this overdose, you sort of come to the light.
And speaking of treatment, what did he say about access to drug treatment?
Well, that's the problem. Right now, I talked with one woman whose son overdosed, and she was trying to get treatment for her son. Lori Gonsalves is her name. She said they tried to, after going through a 5 to 7 day detox program, which was paid for by insurance, they tried to move him into an inpatient program. Those cost $4,000 to $10,000 a month. Here's what Lori had to say.
Well, we couldn't really afford any more than that. We had to take some of our savings to pay it. He really probably needed a good 90 days or so, I would think. I think being there that long would have helped.
And Lori told me that after that, after he got out of that rehab center, he moved into a sober home on Cape Cod. Within a few months, he had overdosed. Since then, he's now going through twice a week therapy just to get routine motor skills back.
So it seems like, Jack, just a quick final thought. I mean, all of this is going to come down to access to drug treatment and the treatment itself. I mean, any sense of how that was going to evolve? We just heard from Lori Consolve there saying that the treatment just wasn't there for her son.
Yeah, treatment is a big question. Senator Markey said there are provisions in the Affordable Care Act to increase access to medical care and drug rehabilitation as part of the Affordable Care Act. State health officials say they're also taking steps to add beds. We heard from the commissioner of DPH that they're adding 280 drug rehabilitation beds in Massachusetts. But again, it's a big issue. It's going to take some time.
All right. That's Jack Lepiarz. Thanks so much, Jack. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reporting on the visit of White House drug czar Gil Kerlikowske and Senator Ed Markey to Taunton earlier today.
Stay with us. New research into the complicated lives of teenagers and social media. I'm Deborah Becker.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.